Our next presenter is Joseph Oakes from North Carolina State University.
Joseph.
All right, as he said, my name is Joseph Oakes. I'm from North Carolina State. I'm a graduate student. I work with Dr. Ron Heininger. And I want to talk to you for a little while this morning about a project that we've been doing for the last couple of years on our kernel development in wheat. In North Carolina, we have a lot of hot and dry conditions in late April, early May during the grain field period, and this has been shown in the past to reduce the rate of grain field and reduce test weight. And so that led us to look at a study examining the rate and duration of grain field in wheat and some things that we can do to increase that. And a little bit of background information. Grain growth in wheat follows a sigmoidal pattern. Basically, you have three different stages, a lag phase, a linear phase, and finally a tailing off phase. The linear phase is characterized by two parameters, both the rate and the duration of grain field. And finally, these two factors have shown to have a direct impact on final grain weight and ultimately yield. The objectives of this study were, number one, to understand the environmental and management factors that influence the rate and duration of grain field in wheat, and secondly, to examine the influence of plant density, light interception, fungicide, and nitrogen rate on kernel growth and yield. Materials and methods. The study was done at three locations in North Carolina over 2 years. You have the Tidewater Research Station in Plymouth over on the eastern part of the state, as well as a private farm in Perquimans County. And then our third location was at the Piedmont Research Station in Salisbury out in the western part of the state. We had six treatments used. We replicated four times. First treatment was an untreated control with a standard seeding rate of 25 seeds per row foot. It's basically standard rate what a grower I would use without any other inputs. Our second treatment, we applied the fungicide Quilt at 14 ounces per acre at growth stage 70, which is right around anthesis. Third treatment, I applied nitrogen at 10 pounds per acre at growth stage 70. Fourth treatment, we wanted to simulate disease and reduce light interception, so we applied shade cloth. Basically blocked out 50% of the sunlight, and this was on from GGS 70 all the way up to harvest. Fifth treatment was a low seeding rate, 10 seeds per row foot, and finally our last treatment was a high seeding rate, and also we split nitrogen, added 60 pounds in December to increase tillering. Starting at growth stage 7, we went through and took plant samples and collected the heads. This was done at weekly intervals from growth stage 70 all the way up to maturity. This ended up being about 5 or 6 weeks, so we get about 5 or 6 samples. the head samples were dried, weighed, and threshed, and the seed from these threshed samples were then counted and weighed. And finally, at harvest, we measured grain weight, moisture, and test weight. Our analysis, we took our data that we collected from our heads, and when we weighed those, and we used that to find the rate and duration of grain field. Basically, the rate of grain field was calculated by dividing the change in kernel weight by the change in growing degree day over the grain fielding period. And the duration of grain field period was calculated by subtracting the number of growing degree days at growth stage 70, which is when we started collecting samples, from the final number of growing degree days at the end of the grain field period. And then we use PROC GLM to determine any differences between the rate and duration of grain field between the treatments. For the sake of time, I only mention, we'll look at two locations here over both years at Tidewater in 2012 and at Perquimans County in 2013. I kind of orient you to this slide a little bit. On the y-axis, so we have individual kernel weight, which is in grams, and on the x-axis we have growing degree days. And basically, at each point you see a different sampling date, and that's basically the individual kernel weight at each date there. There's not a whole lot of difference between five of the treatments. However, that bottom green line, the shading treatment, you see on in both locations there, the individual kernel weight was much lower. This is this slide's a little bit busy, but this is basically looking at the rate and duration of grain fill from each of the four locations. The rate of grain fill was basically individual kernel weight increase per growing degree day. That's why the numbers are so small. And the duration of grain fill was basically the number of growing degree days. At three of the four locations, you don't really see any difference between duration of grain fill among the six treatments. However, you do see a difference in rate of grain fill, and this was primarily in the shaded treatments, as we saw from the graph earlier. In each of the four locations, the shaded treatment had a reduced rate of grain fill, and there was a few differences in among the other treatments, but it was not consistent across the four locations. This slide is showing final grain yield at harvest at Tidewater in 2012. Our highest yielding treatment was treatment 2, which is a fungicide at GS70. However, it was not significantly different, as you see from many of the other treatments, except for our two lowest treatments, treatments 4 and 5, which was our low seeding rate, and then our shading treatment. So here our shading treatment was, again, one of the lowest yielding treatments. Moving on to Pequimmons County 2013, again, you see kind of the same trend. There's not a lot of difference between four of the treatments. Again, numerically, the fungicide produced the highest yield. However, it's not significantly different from some of the other treatments. And again, your shaded treatment and your low seeding rate resulted in your two lowest yielding treatments. So what can we draw from this? Look at some of our yield and yield components. At each location, there was significant date by treatment, not interaction for individual kernel weight. The shaded plots had the lowest final kernel weight at each location, as we saw. The shaded plots had the lowest rate of grain fill at each location, and therefore it was the lowest yielding treatment. At three of the four locations, the low population treatment had significantly less yield than did the high yielding treatment. However, in this case, the seeding rate was so low that the plants cannot compensate through tillering. And as we said, numerically, the highest yield at each location was produced by the use of a fungicide at growth stage 70. So the key to this is basically light interception. Where we had shading and reduced light interception, our yield was much lower. We didn't really have a whole lot of a disease presence on any of the locations, but we did see a slight increase in yield where the fungicide was applied. So we want to look at increasing light interception. You know, so we saw that the decreased light interception can reduce our rate of grain fill and yield. So we saw light interception is critically important in determining kernel weight and yield. The loss of leaf area from disease, hail, high temperatures, anything like that during the grain fill period can result in severe yield reductions. So therefore, we want to maintain green leaf area for as long as possible so we can keep light interception coming into that canopy and producing the higher rates of grain fill and ultimately achieving higher yields. And in seasons of intense disease presence during the grain fill period, it may actually benefit you to apply a fungicide at growth stage 70 to increase yield. While we didn't see much increase in that, as I said, if there's a lot of a disease on your leaves there keeping you from achieving higher light interception, then applying a fungicide at growth stage 70 could help you increase your yield there. So some final conclusions. Grain yield in wheat is a direct result of the rate of the grain fill period. Light interception has the greatest impact on the rate of the grain fill period. Neither fungicide nor nitrogen applied at growth stage 70 had a significant effect on grain field, and neither the rate of the grain field nor the grain yield in the high population treatment with split nitrogen was significantly different from the untreated control. And our final take-home message is basically anything that restricts leaf area and light interception will reduce the rate of grain field and will ultimately reduce your yields. I'd like to thank the North Carolina Small Grain Growers Association for funding this project, and I'd like to take any questions that you might have. Yeah. Yes, sir.
I'm just curious, do you have any management estimates of cloud cover? And what kind of percent cloud cover would diminish yield in that case?
We didn't specifically look at cloud cover, no. But that would be an interesting thing to look at, I think. Anything else? Yes, sir. It would be about that same low as on that low end. The higher would be closer to a million.
Yes. And you did indicate tillering wasn't sufficient to maintain yield at the low density. Did you count tiller numbers or record that at all?
No, we didn't. We have some other research where we have looked at tillering, but we did not do this here. We just looked at grain fill and yield, and our grain field was not or yield was not increased any. So it was, we had so few plants that it was just not able to compensate.
This is 12 minutes, so I get to stand now and not the audience, so we have 3 minutes more for questions. Hey, Joseph?
Yes, sir.
Did you see any difference in the size or the maturity of your tiller versus the main single, or did you even notice anything there? One of the things you see in rice is that the tillers, especially with hybrid rice, for example, the development of the tillers may be way reduced compared to the main single. So, and I don't know if we if that's the same or not.
Right. I say I did notice them a little bigger in the low population. Our tillers were, it did tiller some more, and our stems were bigger and our heads were bigger. I did notice that. So. Yes. We have collected temperature data, yes, sir. We haven't really put it together and looked at that yet, but we are. That's kind of the next step, is to look at temperature over the years and try to make a decision based on temperature and weather, how that could influence it.
No more questions. Let's thank Joseph.